Hear the prayers, Lord, of our thanksgiving and intercession. We thank you, Lord, that in our hour of need, you are very much present. In this unprecedented time of fear and sorrow, we are seeing one of your great commandments in action now, and we give thanks for that. Love your neighbour as yourself. May all who are isolated and receiving gifts of food and help know that you are with them through those people that give their time and help for you. Also, our thanks go out to all who are passing on their thoughts and prayers through the internet, in our church, in many churches, particularly during this Holy Week. Thank you. As Cara says, this has definitely helped us go through the motions of Jesus's suffering. Thank you. We are also very grateful that we can hear and join in the appreciation as people clap and make a joyful noise. That's great. Thank you, everybody, for making this happen. Now we have to pray for all who mourn at this terrible time, especially for not being able to be with their loved ones as they suffer and die. And it reminds us of your suffering and your dying, Jesus. We pray for all who are undergoing treatment for this virus. Give them strength to carry on. Give them hope to carry on. We pray for all who are confined in small flats without any outside space. Give them the hope to carry on as they follow the guidelines. We all know the guidelines. Help them to see the benefit. We especially pray for all who are fighting to keep us alive. The list is endless, and we are reminded every day of their devotion to looking after the sick. We know you know them all, Lord. We pray for them too. Worldwide, we pray for all in authority that in their efforts to find what is needed, they may be guided by you to love one another as you have shown your love to us, even to use the rainbow as a beacon of hope, as many children especially are doing. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is risen today. Alleluia.
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 Amen. Thank you.